I'm quite happy to spend the weekend indoors.
Well, I hope you do some more sit-ups. Holy jeez, butterball.
I'm working on it.
Because you started them the other day.
Well, I did.
What, how many a day?
Because it's Men's Health Week, yeah. I needed 45 a day because there's 45 diagnoses of prostate cancer every day.
That's unbelievable, isn't it? That is unbelievable.
So 45 a day for a week, I can manage that.
It is Men's Health Week. And to find out more from Gotcha for Life, we have got the very own Mr. Gus Wallen, who's an absolute legend. G'day, Gussie.
Hey, Gus.
G'day, boys. Great to talk to you again. I hope you're well.
You, mate, you too, buddy. Hey, Gussie, what's that new ad I'm seeing you on TV?
Optiman. Optiman has been a big part of my weight loss journey. I finished up on Triple M Brekkie Radio 148-ish, maybe a touch over, because I didn't go, I didn't jump on the scale the last week or two because I was worried about getting to the one big 150. But I'm now down 118, and Optiman's just been great for me to, just when I'm a busy sort of lifestyle, just to grab the powder, chuck it in the shake holder, and then just top it up with water.
30K drop.
Mate, now I've been seriously thinking, okay, I need to do something about the radio gut that I'm developing. Do the shakes actually take away the hunger? Like, do you feel yourself hungry a lot, or is it, well, how does it work?
Well, basically, it does take away the hunger. So that's the thing. It sort of gives you that full feeling. So for me, you know, I just eat when I'm hungry, and I always seem to be hungry. I always seem to go for the wrong things as well. And if I drive past the bakery, I tend to put a kilo on, you know what I mean?
I hear you.
You've been doing it now for a couple of years, brother. So I did it. I put weight on consistently for about 10 years. But when I really decided to put my mind to it, I actually got rid of 35 kilos twice. And this time I'm 117 now, so I'm about 30 odd down, and it's just nice in our busy lives to have that just in our
mate, you know? you're a dancing weight.
My wife would disagree.
Gussie, right. They will be using one Gus Wallen as the body double for Chris Hemsworth very, very soon, I reckon.
That's right. Mate, I'm a while away from him, big fella, but don't worry, I'm just a bit healthier, you know. I don't think I'm ever going to be, you know, that sort of skinny guy ever, and I don't want to be because I quite like being a bigger unit, but I'm just healthier now, and my doctor tells me my cholesterol's better, my blood pressure's better, and I just got to start looking after ourselves a bit better than we are, you know?
And yeah. It's really important for Men's Health Week, mate, isn't it?
Oh, look, I know we should be focusing on mental health and our physical health every single day, but we get busy, don't we? So it's about focusing on one week and going, okay, are we doing enough physically and mentally to keep ourselves being fit? And you blokes are knockabout blokes. You'd have so many listeners there on Triple M as I did in Sydney, where we just need a reminder every now and again just to look after ourselves both mentally and physically. And it's not that hard. It's just a matter of putting it in the diary and making sure you do it. Get your checkups. And also, more importantly for me, I reckon, is just checking in with your mates and making sure they're okay and making it okay for them to talk to you about stuff that's a little bit awkward at times, and it makes you feel a bit uncomfortable. But if you can talk to your best mate about how you truly feel, you know, amongst your on your melon, then who can you talk to?
Yeah, and you don't have to do these things in one big go either, Gussie. You can ask a small question here or there and work your way into it. You don't have to dive in and have a D&M for 3 hours with a best mate. These are things you take one step at a time, and gradually, as you say, your mental fitness improves and your health improves.
And, you know, the thing about it, Rob, is that if you show a bit of vulnerability yourself to a friend, it just builds a safe place for them to be able to talk to you. So sort of leadership through vulnerability and being a little bit vulnerable yourself might be the go, especially blokes like you. People would look at you and say, look at you blokes on the radio, you're doing breakfast radio, you blokes are flying. If you show some vulnerability, then people go, God, if they're so-called flying in inverted commas and they're talking about their emotions and talking about how they feel, then maybe that gives me permission to talk about how I feel, because I think too many of us worry alone and we worry in our own thoughts way too much. So the key is to have people like you guys, leaders, talking about your own feelings and own vulnerability, and that allows and gives permission to everyone else to step up.
Bloody good point, mate.
Nice one.
It is Men's Health Week, about showing the Australian community the state of male health in all its forms for every week in June. Mate, you're a great man, Gussie. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, look, always a pleasure to talk to you, mate. Keep doing it.
And you know what, though, Gussie? Rob won't allow me, though, to talk about my skin tag because it's down on my upper leg.
He's got this thing out for me a couple of times, Gus. And I know that you're talking about getting up close and personal with your mates, but attaching or detaching his skin tag is where I draw the line.
Yeah, I reckon there's a line in the sand there, brother. No doubt about it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gussie.
Gus, boys.